with me to the book of John, chapter number 1 this morning. Book of John, chapter number 1, with the Lord as our helper. I want to bring a message entitled, Praise the Lord, I Saw the Light. Old song that went something like that. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light. I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. It goes on, it says, you know, once I was straying out in sin, but praise the Lord, I saw the light. Several things in the book of John here as we are open to this scripture. A couple years ago, whenever the Ford family presented to Calvary this walk-through drama that we had behind the Life Center, I was tapped to play the role of a radical man, a man that was clothed with locust, a man that was coming from the wilderness, clothed with camel's hair, eating wild honey and eating locust, just a wild man. But that man that was named John, and he come from the wilderness as was prophesied out of the book of Isaiah. And we're predominantly starting and going to be looking at the writing out of the book of John, but not that John, but looking about John the Baptist. And I would invite you to stand to give reverence to the reading of God's word. For those that pin these things down, I'm going to give you a very simple little illustration or alliteration. You'll see in verse number 4 and 5, the light revealed. You'll see verse number 6 through 9, the light reflected. You'll see verses 10 and 11, the light rejected. And then you'll see in verse number 12, the light received. It's all clearly right there in the scriptures. And as the Lord will let me preach it, I'll be really quickly. Preach it just as quick as the Lord will allow us to do that. And then we'll get out of here and hopefully we can beat the Methodists to the restaurants. Or maybe they'll get there before we get there and then they'll be out of our way and you can be up knee deep in chicken wings or whatever it is you're going after. But anyway, this morning, everybody found your place in the book of John chapter number 1. Say amen. All righty. I had you on 2 Timothy or 1 Timothy last year or somewhere, and I was on a different passage of Scripture. But anyway, I think we're all on the same page. I'm going to give a reverence to the reading of God's Word by standing. And we are in, I'm just going to read verses number 1 through 12. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. And all things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. I want you to hear that. In Him was the light of men. And that light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. And that was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. And as many as received him, to him gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Brother Gwen, if you would ask God to bless our scripture reading, my friend. Amen. As you're being seated, and like I said, some of you are writing these things down, jot down what I said first off in verses number 4 and 5, the light was revealed unto man. Verse number 4 and 5, you'll see it again, in him was the light, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. John came to bear witness of that light, and you'll see that in the next couple verses there, that John was sent to reveal that light unto mankind. And all through the scriptures, I pinned up a few places this morning. Like I said, y'all getting this hot off the press, because I got it from God this morning, and I barely had enough time to write it down and still get to Sunday school on time. But whenever that light was revealed, it's revealed many places in the book of John itself. John chapter number 8, verse number 12, Jesus said these words, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. John number 9, verse number 5 said, as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. John 12 and 46 said, I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. So this morning, whenever I start off by preaching, I'm not that light. Neither was John the Baptist that light. He was nothing more than a forerunner of Christ. As was foretold of old, out of the Old Testament writing, that there would be a man that would be the forerunner. He would be the one that would come before Christ. And you said, where in the world did John come from? If you'll remember, the union of Elizabeth and that of Mary, whenever they were both with child, Mary and Elizabeth joined themselves together. There was a
3-month difference in their gestation period. And the Bible said that when Mary, she walked up, and you ladies that are great with child, you got that baby bump sticking out there. Brother Kenny, that baby bump that was sticking out there of Elizabeth, no doubt would have been just a little bit larger than that of Mary, because she was 3 months further down the line. And Brother Tim, whenever they joined together, the Bible said that John, that being John the Baptist, that being the son of Zacharias and Elizabeth, brother, the Bible said that baby leaped in her mother's womb. Why? Because he was the forerunner. He was the foreordained of God that he would become that witness of the light. And he come one thing and one thing only, Brother Scott. He came to reveal the light. And if I could do anything to you today or for you today or to help you today, maybe set you on a path of knowledge, maybe get you to a point of understanding, Brother Larry, it would be namely this. Can I show you the light? Can I tell you about the light? Because praise the Lord, I've seen the light. Bless God, you can't tell somebody about something if you've never seen it. I've been to Mount Rushmore probably 15 or 20 or 30 times in my life, maybe more than that. You say, well, how in the world do you know so much about that? Because I've been there. I've seen the length of Washington's nose. Washington's nose being about as long as this building. You said, how in the world can they do that? Bless God, there was a man by the name of Gutzon Borglum that went up there and he blew rock out of the side of that thing. And they put Teddy Roosevelt up there. They put George Washington up there. They put old Abe up there. You said, how you know so much about that? Bless God, because I've seen it. You said, what are you talking about? Bless God, I can preach about the light today because praise the Lord, I've seen the light. And bless God, I'm trying my best today to help you that I might reveal unto you the light. John said, I am not that light. The Bible says he was not that light, but bless God, he was come to bear witness of the light. If I could do anything to help you today, if I could do anything to help your children today, it would be to do this one thing. It would be to show them the light. And don't you see light in me except that you see me as the moon. You said we got to look at you as a moon. Bless God, the Bible said that the moon had no light of her own, brother. She's nothing more than a reflector. God made everything and it was dark. And then he hung that big ball in the sky and he called that thing the sun. And when it did shine, brother, it gave the greater light. But there was another one giving her light by night. What was that, Brother Kenny? That was the moon. Did it have any light of its own? It bore no light of its own. The moon has no light of its own. I don't care how you think that thing shines at night, because you can see it up there, that big old ball in the sky. That thing's not got its own light, Brother Robbie. That thing's nothing more than a reflector of the sun. And bless God, if you want to do anything for anybody, you want to be anything, bless God, just be a reflector of the sun. Brother Chris, let people see Jesus in you and reveal unto them this glorious light of the gospel. I told you I'd preach fast and y'all listen fast. Do you realize that he is the source of that light? The sun is the source of that light. Brother, he's the scope of that light. The Bible said it shined into the darkness and the darkness comprehended it not. He is the strength of that same light. He's not just the source of it. Bless God, he's not just the scope of it, but he is the strength of that light. You know what? You don't believe that the light will draw? You go outside and look behind my house. I put this pancake bulb up about that big around. It's got about 1 million little LED lights in it. And brother, you know what? When that dust the dawn timer gets dark enough, that thing comes on. And you know what, Brother Gwen? There's every bug within 1 million miles, it seems like, come. I've got cicadas about that big. I've got June bugs. I've got all kinds of bugs. And you know why the back behind my garage is littered with bugs every morning? Because they have come in the middle of the night to that light. But let me tell you, if we just come to the light, it will do a lot of things for you. It will reveal unto you your sin. It will show you where you're living. It'll expose you. It'll prove you. And that light will do a lot of things, but the light must first be revealed. Amen. The Bible said, neither doth a man light a candle and hide it under a bushel. What good would it do for me to light a candle, set it up here, and then cover the thing up? That light's not shining. That light's not shining. Why? Because it's here. That light is to be put on a candlestick. That light is to be shining. That light is to be revealed unto mankind that they might see Christ in us. So I don't have the light. I have the light and I've seen the light. And praise the Lord, I've seen the light. But I don't bear any light of my own. The light that you see, if you see any good in me, if you see any flicker of hope in me, you see any flicker of salvation in me, it's all because of him, because salvation is of the Lord. Not only is the light revealed, but I told you 6-9. Look at 6-9 really quickly. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that the men through him might believe. He was not that light, but he was sent to bear witness of that light. I told you that the light had to be revealed. And then I told you that the light had to be reflected. I hit on that as I was bringing out the other point about being revealed. Are you reflecting Jesus Christ? Brother Chris, do you just stand up in here? And do you just proclaim Jesus Christ in here? It's easy to do it in here. We're in the confines of four walls, and we're among many believers that have like minds. The Bible said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Brother Tim, you get around your brother, you get around your friends. It's easy to be that light. It's easy to look like them. It's easy to reflect that light. And bless God, once that light is revealed unto you, you're going to have to do something with that light. And you'll do what I said. You'll either refuse it or you'll receive it. One of the two is going to happen in your life. But brother, it's easy to look that in here. Are you? I'm asking you, Brother Chris, I'm asking us, are we a reflector, not only inside the confines of these four walls, but we a reflector out there in the world? Brother Kenny, there's a reason that the Amish people up north and those Amish people down around Windsor Crossroad down in Yadkin County, Brother Tim, there's a reason that they live like they do. There's a reason they dress like they dress. And you, bless your heart, you better be real careful, sir, you start throwing stones at those folks. And you better be very careful that you look at those people and say, well, I wouldn't never do that, or I wouldn't never do this. Bless God, what are they doing, Brother Kenny? They're taking the scriptures literal. That, bless God, they want to be a reflector of the Son. They want to reflect that God has done in their life. They want Christ to be revealed in their lives. And if you don't think he's revealed in their life, you look at their farms, Brother Greg. You go up around some of the place in Wilkes County, and you can't even walk through. You couldn't drive through. You couldn't run your rabbits through their property for nothing. Why? Because they'll fall in 18 abandoned mines and wells, and you'll have to get them through the broken down car parts and sitting out here on buckets and blocks and everything dilapidated. You go down there and look at their farms. What are you saying, Brother Tim? They're pretty. Yeah, what have they done? What have they done to them? They took it literal, what God said, that you take care of what I give you. And what they're doing, Brother Wood, I almost called you Brother Woody. That's a compliment in itself. But bless God, if you look at their mannerisms, you look at their lifestyle, brother, you look at their farms, you look at how they maintain this, they are reflecting the Son of God. And it's revealed unto them. I'm asking us, Brother Scott, do we reflect what is the portion of God that John did? Look at him. He said, I'm not that light, but I come to bear witness of the light. The Bible says in James 1:17 that every good and every perfect gift is from above, cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither a shadow of turning. John bore that light. He reflected that light. He was clothed in camel's hair, leather and girdle about his loins. I'm talking about he was really, when you see him, he was not clothed so much in camel's hair as he was clothed in humility. He was saying, hey, don't you look at me. Don't look at me. What he was saying was, listen to me. Listen to me. What was John's unpopular message of the day? He had a one-word message, Brother Kenny. Repent. Repent. He kept saying, repent. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent. And that was a universal message that still echoes down through the ages. Yeah, John was a woolly booger. He looked funny. He dressed differently. But the way he was dressed and clothed, it was more in humility than it was in camel's hair. Why? Because he wanted to reflect the light. He wanted to be a picture of what Christ would have him to be. He had a very simple message. It was just repent. You said, what a shallow message. Just repent. My pastor was Brother Jack Osborne. Brother Jack preached the same message on John 3:16 for I don't know how many weeks running. Every week we got a message out of John 3:16. 7, 8, 10 weeks. I don't know how many weeks it was. Made you wonder if he knew what it was. Somebody asked Brother Jack one day and said, Brother Jack, you ever going to preach another message besides John 3:16? Jack said, I will when y'all get that one. What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying, brother, God keeps sending it. He's not sending it for naught. Unless the man just concocting it up in his own mind. Brother John, you can't put this thing together the way that God does it. You say, well, I just think it all just happened to fall in place. When's the last time y'all sung this little light of mine? Or the kids? Where's my Brianna? Probably been 6 months or a year ago. I don't know when the last time you sung that. But God put it on your heart this morning. And he gave me a message about the light. Just a coincidence. Just happened to be that way. Are we reflecting the light that Christ has revealed in us? Now I'm going to turn the tables right here to somebody that's sitting on the pews. I told you that it would be revealed in us. And that we should be reflectors of that light. But verses number 10 and 11 are stand up verses. They are verses that should cause the lost person in here to realize where they're at.
The Bible says in verses number 10 and 11 that he was in the world. And the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came into his own, and his own received him not. You said, what's that, preacher? It's the rejection of the light. You see, in this scripture, we got two people. You've got the Hebrews first, and then you've got humanity next. Because the Bible said that he come to his own, Brother Kenny, and his own refused him. They rejected him. And that's the way that it is. Why in the world do you think that at 1 o'clock in the morning in Dayton, Ohio, just last night, outside of a nightclub, some nut job with a gun shot and killed 9 people? It's because they have rejected the light, and they're doing that junk in the cover of darkness. You say, well, what about the one yesterday over in El Paso, Texas, where somebody went into a Walmart and shot the place up and killed 20 people. They did that at 10 o'clock in the morning. I don't care if it was 10 o'clock in the morning or 1 o'clock at night. They have rejected the light. They have rejected the Son of God. They have rejected that would have regenerated them and made them whole through repentance, Brother Chris. A saved man's not going to go in and do that kind of thing. Why? Because those are the works of evil darkness. Those are the things that are clothed in darkness. They're shrouded in the things that are baser things of life, Brother Kenny. And they do that in the cover of darkness. Just last night, I read on a little news brief that somebody over in Mountain View had somebody that had been breaking into cars, and I don't know how many cars had been rifled through, and when they went through there, the dashboards were left open, the car doors were left open, the trunk was left popped, and people were coming out this morning at first light and found out that somebody had been on my property, somebody went through my car, somebody stole my this or stole my that. You know why they did it at night, Brother Gwynn? They think that they're not going to get caught. They did it in the cover of darkness. Why? Because their deeds are evil. Go with me to the book of John, chapter number 3. We'll start with 16, 17, 18, and 19. I'll quote it or we'll read it together. The Bible said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. You flip over there and read along with me. That whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already. He that hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is coming to the world. You say, what are you bringing that up for? Because I'm preaching about light has come into the world, and the Hebrews rejected him. The Bible said in that verse that I quit with just a minute ago, he said that he came to his own, and his own received him not. The Hebrews and the Jews, they refused him. They rejected him. But bless God, what happened was he chose a man by the name of Saul of Tarsus, that he would be a chosen vessel to bring that light unto the Gentiles. When he went down to Ananias' house, the scales fell from his eyes, as it were scales, Brother Kenny, and he started seeing, not with an eye of sight, but with an eye of faith again. And he brought that message to the Gentile people, or to those of us who are not Jews, to help you with the understanding of that. But as the Hebrews refused him first, who's refusing him now? It's us. Humanity is in large. Bible said that this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world. And that men love darkness rather than light. Why? Because their deeds were evil. Everyone that doeth evil hateth the light. They hate the light. That's what the Bible said, Tim. I didn't make that up. Everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be manifest, that they are wrought in God. As I said, he was rejected first by the Hebrews, and he was rejected by humanity. We're going to flip the page to verse number 12 of that same passage of scripture. We're going to close this thing up here in just the next few minutes with the receiving of that light. The Bible says as many, what's that word? As what? Received. You said you had an alliteration here. The words are in the Bible if you look for them. As many as received him. I'm talking about the receiving of the light. As many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. You don't have that power on your own, Brother Gwynn. You said, I thought we had the power. lot of people have that power, so they think. They're just going to get up on a new day and turn over a new leaf and walk a new walk and live a new life and everything's going to be fine. Brother, you was all over this in your Sunday school lesson this morning. Brother Kenny started talking about the hogs and dogs. The hogs, he had painted toenails on a pig in our Sunday school class, Brother Tim. He put lipstick on that pig. He put a big old bow around that pig's neck. He took that thing down to Soapy Suds and cleaned that thing up. Brother Kenny had that thing looking pretty good. I thought I was getting a fresh piece of good cut bacon. He turned that thing loose, and you know what happened to the pig? It went right back to the mire. According to him, it did. And he said, "Why?" Kenny said, "Why did it do that? You know why it did it? Because it's still a pig. That's the nature of that pig." And that's the Bible said, Brother Chris, that men love darkness rather than light. Why? Because their deeds are evil. Evil people like evil things. Evil people like darkness. Why? Because their deeds are hidden. But they come to the light. Their light reproves them. It shows them their error of their way. It shows them the depth of their depravity. It shows them the life that they're living. And it shows them, Brother John, above all things, the need of a Savior. Amen. And once they see the need of a Savior, then they've got one thing to do, Brother Kenny. Receive Him. But what do? They go back to my last point. They reject Him. I'm talking about the receiving of this light. I'm glad that there is a whosoever in the Bible. I want to read this scripture. If you follow along with me in the book of 1 John, I'm in John, but you go to 1 John, chapter number 1. The Bible says, if we say to ourselves we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You say, what about the verse before that? That's the one I want you to see. Verse number 7. But I wanted to get that first. If you say you have no sin, you're a liar. The verse before that, verse number 7, says this. Well, let's get 5, 6, and 7. Being 7, the text verse in that passage. This then is the message which we have heard of Him and declaring to you that God is light. In Him there is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with Him and we walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk, look at the next verse. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, what's the Bible say? It says we have fellowship. Ain't that right? Am I quoting this right? He said, but if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And what? The blood. What? The blood of His Son cleanses us from all sin. It covers our sin, Brother Kenny. Why? Because as many as receive Him, to Him gave Him the power to become the sons of God. Bless God, there will be some, praise the Lord, that will be able to 30 years after their salvation day. Bless God, Brother Gwen will be able to stand up and say, praise the Lord, I saw the light. There's going to be some, though, that will hang their head in misery. They'll hang their head in shame. They'll stand at the great white throne judgment and they'll bow their head in shame and having said this, I saw the light but I rejected it. I saw the glorious light. Bless God, but my deeds were evil and I shunned that light. The Bible said that the darkness comprehended it not. Bless God, there is a strength in that light and it'll do what the light does. It'll reveal unto you your sin. But once it reveals unto you your sin, it's up to you, John Shumay, to do something about it. Amen. You can come to that light. Or you can refuse that light and you can reject it. But as many as received it, to Him gave He the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of God, of man, but of God. They embrace that light. These are the ones that embrace it. These are the ones, thank the Lord, that have said, praise the Lord, I saw the light. Because receiving rather than rejecting that light, they experience some things. And I'm not going, well, might as well go there. The book of Philippians. We'll go there really quickly. The book of Philippians. I didn't pin it up to all the places I'm thinking, but I'll get over there. Verse number 10 of the third chapter, the Bible says that I may know Him. Well, you want to know Him? I want to know Him. He's the one with the flashlight. He's the one with that Q-beam. He's the one with that 20 million candle watt power that'll shine right into your dark heart. That I may know Him and the power of resurrection. That I may know Him. in the forgiveness of sin, that I may know him. I've already lost my place again. I didn't even keep my place. I went to Philippians, didn't even hold it. I'm sorry. It said that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Listen to me just a minute. You can have what I'm preaching about, but whenever that light shines, you're going to have to come to the light. You're going to have to come to it. You'll either reject it or you'll receive it. Mr. Macy, if you'll come back. Mar, you don't happen to have us a song, do you, honey? You got a song of invitation or anything? You sure? No? Yeah? Por favor? Maybe? No? Mr. Macy, honey, if you'll come. Brother Scott, come down from the choir. You said you're going to close that quickly. I believe it is. I believe it's time. Brother Gwen, can you say that? Praise the Lord. I saw the light. Amen.